All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. I'm your host, Rick Delgado, and welcoming back to the show. I feel like I just spoke to you the other day there, Tina.
Yes, you did.
We're talking about Tina Stromstedt. She is the owner at Soul's Body out of San Francisco, California. You can reach out to her a couple different ways. By phone, it's 415-668-7857, or go to her website, which is her name, TinaStromstedt.com. It's Tina Stromstedt is spelled STROMSTED.com. And Tina, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have to say that, like everybody else here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm also, you know, my heart is going out to the people who are really affected by the fires just to the north of us and also to the south of us. So many of us here have not been going outside when we don't need to,
right?
Wearing masks when we do go outside because of the air quality, and doing what we can to send donations and prayers and take actions that could be helpful, you know, for the people who are really suffering. The air quality is getting a little bit better yesterday and today, and we hear that there's rain on the way, so that would be a real blessing for Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things, and I mentioned this, I believe, the first time we spoke. I used to live in San Francisco.
Yes.
Spent 3 years there, had a wonderful time, loved the city, loved the the whole vibe, and actually, you know, it was interesting. I used to have a convertible. So if you're familiar with San Francisco at all, then you know that it has microclimates, they call it, where you can go down one block, go a couple blocks, and all of a sudden the temperature might drop 10 or 15 degrees.
So true.
Yeah. So that was a little fun to experiment with every once in a while. And then the fog rolls in and you can't see anything. But other than that, I mean, wonderful city. And yeah, I've seen pictures recently that, you know, people were, you know, when they were outside wearing masks because the air quality was so poor.
Yeah, because everything's being burned, you know, not only trees and things in nature, but lives, plastics, you know, all sorts of toxins. And it's one of those searing kinds of moments where we're reminded in a very painful way of how interconnected we really are, you know, the natural world, all forms of life, and how we really need to pull together and reach out to each other in times like these.
Right.
It can bring out really, as you know, the best and the worst in people. So we're working on bringing out the best.
Right. Yeah, well, hopefully it stays the latter there. You know what I mean? Bringing out the best in people. Now, again, Tina's been on the show before. Before we get rolling here, Tina, do me a favor. Just remind everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I'm a Jungian analyst, which means that I'm a psychoanalyst who works guided by the work of Carl Jung, who was a Swiss psychiatrist who worked very deeply with the psyche, not only with symptoms and, you know, kind of quick kinds of therapies, but also trying to get to the roots of people's issues, and worked in a very creative way with art and painting and movement and things that can kind of support the deeper intelligence that's inside of us, not only looking at, you know, quote, problems, and of course we all have struggles and rocks on the road that we have to navigate that
right.
can make us stronger also, but things that make our life more meaningful. What is meaningful in our life? And in some ways, what is our soul's call? What is our destiny to the best that we can make it out and live more closely to it? So I'm a Jungian analyst. I'm also a board-certified dance movement therapist, so, and somatic educator and therapist. So I'm really listening to cues that are coming from the body
right.
as people are doing verbal therapy and helping them learn to listen to what Jung called the still, quiet voice within, the voice of the deep psyche, the unconscious, as it's speaking through dreams and expressions and slips of the tongue and
right.
metaphors of speech and body movement.
Yeah, and some of the things you do include dream dancing, which we spoke about at length last time we spoke.
Yes.
You do body soul work, of course, psychotherapy, like you mentioned. But you also do something called authentic movement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive into that, because I would think that just anything that you do would be authentic, right? Is that what you mean? Like, I'm waving my arms right now. Is that authentic?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank you for saying that, because that's often how I'll start an individual session or a group session or a teaching situation, because I also train therapists and work with groups of people in different countries, that all movement in some ways is authentic. So what we mean by so-called authentic movement is movement that is sourced from an inner place. So that's kind of juxtaposed with movement that is trained, that you practice to learn a skill, martial arts, mm-hmm. or specific dance forms, or all kinds, sports of all kinds. Those are really beautiful things to do, and it helps the body learn what it's capable of and get stronger, more flexible, be able to be more resilient in lots of situations. And as you learn different capacities of movement, you also typically open up to more of your emotions if you're open to it. So authentic movement is a form of dance movement therapy that is used also as a form of sacred dance or meditation. It's also used by artists who have writer's block or are painting the same painting over and over again. You know, feel stuck, that the pump is clogged. They're right. not connected, you know, to the creative unconscious in a way that they need to be in contact with that vital soul spark that continues to refresh itself rather than outworn ideas of who you are or behaviors that have just become really habitual but may not serve you. So authentic movement was pioneered by a dance therapist called Mary Starks Whitehouse.
Okay.
And she lived here in California. Did you want to ask something?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, so what's the basis behind it? I mean, what is it supposed to do as opposed to, you know, not doing? Like, who would you use this on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we would use it with people who have a pretty strong ego, meaning they can make decisions for themselves typically. Mm-hmm. They can practice more discernment. They feel a bit safer in their body and in the world. They're not struggling with being flooded by the unconscious, you know, with real altered states like being deeply in crisis right. or schizophrenia or, you know, an upward manic depressive episodes. So Gregory Bateson, actually, who was a British philosopher who contributed a lot to the double bind theory about schizophrenia and so forth, and talked a lot about our connection to nature and the world and all living systems, he said, the schizophrenic drowns in the same waters the mystic swims in. So what he meant by that was, if you're a little too flooded by the unconscious already, uh-huh. you're feeling off center, too many nightmares and what have you, you probably wouldn't start out with authentic movement. But if you're feeling stuck in habit patterns, if you're a little more on the neurotic side, which most of us are, or a little more rigid, or just not really in touch with the subtle feelings and sensations and things in your body, authentic movement is comprised of two roles. There's a mover and a witness, or in the case of therapy or analysis, a client and a therapist. Or in group work, there might be a whole group of movers, and the leader would be the witness, or there might be half witnesses and half movers. So basically, in this kind of movement, the reason we call it authentic, as I mentioned, is that it comes from inside rather than something you're trained to do by watching someone else move. and practicing or mirroring or copying what they do.
Right.
So when I was learning ballet, for example, mm-hmm. as a young person, and even modern dance for that matter, you know, we would stand behind the teacher and we would copy,
right.
practice everything she did or he did.
Right.
Yeah, and we got much better at it, hopefully. And it did expand our range and sense of vitality. However, it was her dance or his dance. It wasn't my dance or your dance.
So it wasn't something
that
something you were creating. It was just you were just basically following the example set forth in front of you.
Yes, with their favorite movements that had meaning to them or had a spark, you know, that could be revitalizing for the audience or
right.
for the dancers themselves in certain ways. It can be beautiful, but inauthentic movement, as we call it, or movement in depth, or active imagination in movement, has these different terms, commonly authentic movement, you actually would warm up a little bit. You might talk about what happened in your day or your week, you know, if you're doing individual analysis or therapy, and talk about what's been challenging or what's been happening in your major relationships or your job or in the world or in your body, your health, any of those things. And then I might invite the person and say, would you like to explore this a bit more in your body? And assuming that they do, I mean, they might start with drawing, because sometimes that can feel a little safer. Not like having to be an artist, but just putting what's inside of you out on paper in color and line so you can see it and begin to get more of a sense of what's been more invisible. It becomes more visible. And the same thing with movement. So in this case, you close your eyes and you begin to listen internally to sensations in your body, like your breath, if you're holding it or not, or tingling in your fingertips, or the tapping of your foot, or the butterflies in your stomach,
right.
or the warmth in your heart, or the tightness in your neck, whatever the languages of the body are and are trying to communicate, or you might close your eyes and remember a part of your dream from last night, of experiences you've had that in some ways, if they're coming up just now, are probably related to the issues you talked about when you first came in, because the psyche tends to cluster around major emotions and experiences.
Right.
And so the body will try to report and give you more information. So you close your eyes, and let's say you notice that your head is tilted.
Okay.
A little bit to one side. I just closed my eyes just now, so I'm just seeing what's coming up. Let's see. So my body is kind of tilting. My head is tilting back and moving to the left and taking my shoulders and torso with it. I'm sitting in a chair. My breathing's getting fuller. And right now, my left arm is reaching out to the floor, and it seems that if I were to keep going, I would probably slip down to the floor, and I don't know what.
Rest here
on my back, or glide along the floor, or begin to move in a way that will be unfolding what it is that's going on inside of me. Following those little movement impulses that are already happening, I'm not making them happen.
Right.
I'm surrendering to the life impulse, the chi.
So you're just letting your body do what it's going to do. But this is something.
In fact, this
is something I think, Tina. If you're going to do something like this, you don't do it at work.
Yeah.
Because then they might look at you odd if you fall on the floor.
Well, there you go. So you create what we call it a temenos, a sacred space in
right.
your therapy or in a group of people who are practicing it together, or maybe. At work, you know, if you go to the bathroom because it's like, oi, there's too much going on, it's overwhelming, or there's a conflict, or I'm too focused on my computer and I'm getting a buzz in my body, I need to take a little walk or go to the water bubbler or get outside or just go to the restroom to have a moment of quiet, a time out.
Right.
To tune in.
Right. All right. Well, you know what, Tina, we got to take a quick break, but I do have a caller that's been holding, so let's do that first, okay?
Oh, okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Good. How are you? My name is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Say hello to Tina.
Hello, Tina.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You got a question there?
Yeah, Tina, I have a question where, like, amongst your methods that you use to help people, what would you consider your main healing modality?
You know, that, Jason, is a tough question. I think when I first started out, because I was a dancer, I would say dance therapy, because it was so healing for me. And when I was teaching dance, you know, as I mentioned in the first call with Rick, people would stay after class because they got so opened up and they would want to tell me their life stories. And so I realized I needed to get more psychological chops. I needed to go back to school. So one thing, you know, do graduate work, my master's and my PhD in psychology, and then the Jungian training. But over time, you know, I began to study more verbal psychotherapy to help me listen more deeply and integrate what they were saying and begin to, you know, try to work with how the body was a part of the body's psyche, soul, healing journey. And then I learned to work with dreams. I'd always had them as a girl, but I didn't really have anyone to share them with, so I journaled. And so then I learned about Carl Jung, and I started studying his work because he lived by his dreams and knew a lot about the unconscious and studied that for many decades. Now in psychotherapy, we're needing to learn a lot more about trauma work because there's so much of it going on in the world right now of one kind or another, with wars or with abuse or simple neglect, you know, all kinds of, you know, natural disasters like we're going through right now. Also, neuroscience, you know, the decades of the brain are bringing so much information, things we used to do intuitively in working with the arts and with the body. The neuroscience people, Alan Shore, Dan Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, Ruth Lanius, so many of them, Stephen Porges, are helping us bring the science into what we were doing creatively and intuitively. So my work is very integrative at this point. If you do it for a long time, I've been doing it for 40 years since I was quite young, you begin to create or maybe receive some work that wants to come through you. And I've had many good teachers. I have felt very blessed by that. So I always credit them. And then I try to explore what my own life may have brought to it and how the work continues to unfold, you know, for all of us as we specialize in different things to help people in different situations. That's kind of a long answer, but I hope it's helpful.
No, that's okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
All right.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Again, we're talking with our guest, Tina Stromstead. She is the owner at Soul's Body out of San Francisco, California. TinaStromstead.com is her website, or you can give her a call directly at 415-668-7857. Quick break. More with her after these words right here on All Business Media.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lay and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Hey, Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclabella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclabellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclabella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclabella Italia. Email Joe at cyclabellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclabella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Tina Stromstedt. She also has a website with her name on it. Pretty smart. TinaStromstedt.com. That's Tina Stromstedt. It's spelled STROMSTED.com. She's the owner at Soul's Body. If you want to find out more about her, the work she does, reach out to her, 415-668-7857, or like I mentioned, go to the website, TinaStromstedt.com. And again, Tina, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey,
you know, I realized I didn't let you know about the witnessing part of authentic movement.
Okay.
That'd be good to talk about?
Can we jump to that after this next call? Because I know we've had callers holding on. Let's go to this one.
Sure.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Robert. I'm calling from Walnut Creek.
Okay.
Have you had any experience in treating PTSD in war veterans?
Yes. I would say, you know, we all have specialties, and
okay.
So that has come up because there have been so many people who've been affected by that directly themselves in battle, you know, or family members who have derivative PTSD because of, you know, a loved one who has it, who
mm-hmm.
has turned to addictions or, you know, has upsurges of intense emotions or what have you that has an impact on the family. There are people who really specialize in that more than I do. And so what I tend to do when someone calls me is to hear them out for a time and really ask them what they're needing and looking for. And if it's not really completely in my scope of practice, the things that I have more experience and expertise in, I tend to refer them to other people. So actually, if that's something that you want to talk more about, you could call me and I could give you some referrals kind of up more in your neck of the woods. Because it is important to work with the right person. And veterans need and deserve help.
Well, I definitely appreciate that because I'm in the Bay Area with you.
Mm-hmm.
My next question, I should have mentioned that it was a two-part. You know how alcoholics will have Alcoholics Anonymous and then they'll have a program for the husband or the wives?
Yes.
Are there programs out there for family members who watch other family members go through PTSD?
Yes.
Do you know of any?
There is one. I'm trying to think of. What I'd like to do is talk with you because I can pull some of those resources together. There's one in
okay.
San Francisco. There's one in the East Bay. They do
okay.
groups. One of the ones that's here was doing groups for family members, and they were creating outings like kayak trips, you know, over to Angel Island, and things
mm-hmm.
like that for vets, because one of the things that they discovered over time was that vets, I mean, you're going to know all this, bond, you know, in life-threatening situations, really depend on each other. And they said instead of doing isolated psychotherapy, which can be really helpful, doing work with PTSD through somatic experiencing or sensory motor awareness work or EMDR work, is to get the vets together and get them pulling on oars together, get them playing sports together, get them doing something that relies on teamwork so they can begin to feel supported again and not so isolated. and then get help for the families because they have so much in common and they can really help each other with resources and skills and sharing feelings and different ideas and things like that.
Okay.
All right.
It's really difficult because, you know, I lost a leg.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
It kind of affects in everything that I do.
Yes.
You know, it's hard, and it's hard on my wife, and it's hard on my kids.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's affecting me because I can't do the things that I used to do, even though I try. And
yes.
So it's... But I love my country, and I would do it again if I had to.
Thank you for your service, and I would hope that you wouldn't have to lose your leg. But I hear you in this new place of working through the trauma and all the leftover feelings and experiences and memories, because that can help a lot, and then continuing to find your way into this next new life chapter, because there is one.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah, definitely. You yourself. And again, we appreciate the call. And if you do want to reach out to Tina directly, since you are in that area, feel free and reach out to her. Again, it's either TinaStromstead.com. That's Tina. Stromstead is STROMSTED.com. Or you can give her a call directly as well. 415-668-7857. We're just about out of time, Tina. You know, we'll have to get into the continuation of our discussion next time. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Can I give you one last line?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you two. Martha Graham, the great modern dancer, said, "Movement never lies." She got that term from her father, who was a psychiatrist. It has to do with something authentic coming forward. And then Mary Starks Whitehouse, the pioneer of authentic movement, said, there is that in us which has moved from the very beginning. It is that which can liberate us.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing that, and thank you for spending the time with us. Again, Tina Stromstead. Go to her website. It's her name, TinaStromstead.com. Or, like I said, you can also call her directly at 415-668-7857. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.